In today's episode, we are going to tell you if the crypto market is about to pump into new all-time highs or dump and signaling that the bull market is over.
If you have a spare 5 to 10 minutes, ensure you watch this video to the end because it will save your portfolio.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
The market is at a critical point. In today's episode, we are not only going to tell you whether the crypto market is about to pump into new all-time highs, or are we expecting a dump signaling the bull market is over, but we're also going to go through and do some technical analysis on the likes of Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, and more.
This is a very important episode, so if you have 5 to 10 minutes, ensure to watch the end because we have some critical information that will guide you through the next several months, ensuring that your portfolio is saved. Now, we have some critical data in this episode. We're going to cover, like you said, the charts. We're also going to look at some of the macro conditions that are occurring right now as well. Why is this so important? Between the two of us, we have maybe 2 decades of combined experience in the crypto market. We've survived multiple bull markets and bear markets. So we have a knack at figuring out where exactly the market is headed next. Yes, not every cycle is the exact same. However, we are well positioned to help guide you through the next several months. So let's dive right into what we're looking at here.
100%. Now, before we get into the macro, I just want to ask you guys, you know, if you do like this content, make sure to subscribe to the channel, like, leave a comment, and share with the friends. We really do appreciate it. But right now, we need to, of course, start off with the macroeconomic conditions around the world, because what the stock market does, the crypto market typically follows. Now, everyone's talking about the Fed and interest rates and inflation. This is the biggest talking point right now because, as it looks, there is potentially a 99% chance that the Fed is going to cut rates in September or October. But what we're looking at now is how much they cut the rates, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've covered this in multiple market update episodes, but for those of you who haven't been paying attention or are new to this channel, it's the size of the rate cut that matters. So in September or October, it could get pushed back. We are right now in a Goldilocks zone. You know, unemployment looks good. Inflation looks good. The Fed has a ton of power right now to, you know, let that run or cut interest rates. If they do a 25-point cut, you know, if they do a quarter basis point cut, that signals to the rest of the market that, look, things are okay. We're kind of managing this all right. But if they do a half a basis point cut, that is signaling that potentially the market, the overall economy is not looking so sharp. Because in the past, when you look at all the past rate cuts, the bigger the cut, we often see a market sell-off. Mm-hmm. A smaller cut, the market tends to do quite well. We're in a Goldilocks zone right now, so we should be able to run this up until the, you know, potential rate cut in September or October.
For sure. And one bullish signal that I've found looking at the earnings reports from the big tech stocks who are driving the stock market for the past several years or decade is that earnings were very much blowout of last quarter. And that signals that the economy still, at least for these large companies, is running quite well. You know, companies like Apple, Google, Amazon, their earnings were excellent. They are hitting or exceeding their targets, which signals that not only are people spending, but ad spend for companies, because a lot of these companies rely on ads, like Meta, ad spend from companies, smaller companies, is growing, which means that companies are making money, companies are spending money because consumers are spending money. So the economy is actually looking like it's in a pretty decent spot. So the combination of, you know, hopefully it may be a 25 basis point rate cut and an economy that is not having these alarm signals, potentially signaling for us that we should see a bullish continuation through to the end of 2025 and probably into early 2026.
So what we just had here by the time this episode gets published is we just had Jackson Hole. And Jackson Hole is basically, you know, Jerome Powell speaking to the masses about, he's going to provide a tone and he's going to let us know, is he hawkish or dovish? And everybody's going to sit around their computers and analyze, you know, what kind of tie he's wearing and all these other blah, 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 blah. And at the end of the day, we know for sure that he's not going to be cutting in August. The market is forward looking. But what have we seen? A lot of investors, why has the market taken a dip as of late? Well, Ethereum has pumped over the past couple of months from 1500 up to almost 5K. It's a massive move. We have Bitcoin breaking all-time highs right up until that moment. But then we have, what do we have? De-risking into these FOMC events because there is the off chance that something hawkish is said. So a lot of these big players, institutional players, are just de-risking or even providing like a hedge and shorting. So that's why we always get these dips before the when Jerome Powell speaks. But afterwards, we've ripped higher every single time. And we're seeing this in the data. So you get these short-term holders step in. They are selling at a loss. Mm-hmm. And it marks a near bottom every single time. This is on-chain data. It's really fascinating when you see, you know, these fly-by-night guys who enter the market like, oh, Bitcoin's flying. I'm going to buy some.
Yep.
And like, oh, it's going down. I'm just going to sell.
Yeah.
That data speaks volumes, and we are seeing it at an all-time high right now. This is a value window, I think, for players who see the end game.
Yeah, the bull market is continuing. This is not the end. And just what you mentioned, Ethereum went from, you know, 1.5, 2K to nearly 5K. Of course, it's going to take a breather. Of course, people are going to take profits. That doesn't mean the end is near or the end is now, right? And I think that's a lot of people, they think, oh, up only. There have to be pullbacks, healthy pullbacks in a bull market. That's time to continually load your bags. You can snipe some leverage longs, which we're going to talk about later in this episode. But if you think about the continued tailwinds for Ethereum, you know, it's all about stablecoins right now, the Genius Act. Stablecoin market, Scott Bessent said the stablecoin market could grow from currently around $250 billion to $3.7 trillion within 5 years. Where are most stablecoins built and on-ramped? Ethereum. Where are the institutions now loading all their money because they've already seen the Bitcoin trade happen? Ethereum. Look at the ETF inflows for Ethereum. They are now outsizing Bitcoin on a weekly basis in the billions. So that's why in this episode, not only are we going to be looking at the Bitcoin chart and the Ethereum chart, but what Ethereum pumping signals is a potential alt season. So we're going to be going through some altcoin charts and sniping potential entries for you guys as well.
Are there some top signals flashing? Because although we are looking long term, we do see it the government has $39 trillion in debt or something like that. The only way they can offload their debt right now is through crypto. And that's why they're passing these stablecoin acts, because anybody can launch a project from anywhere around the world. What they can do is they can print USDC, back it by actual fiat. And then people from around the world, because it's globally accessible, people can purchase and spread these stable coins throughout the world. They're essentially consuming the US debt. Mm. And that is why Trump is pushing this so hard. But like I want to mention, are there some top signals flashing? Yes. I mean, look, we have Chamath launching a DeFi SPAC targeting retail. We have crypto was on the morning show. Didn't your mom message you something crypto being on TV? You know, we don't like when friends or family message us about crypto. That's a bit concerning. We have Coinbase and Tier 1 centralized exchanges promoting altcoin season. And we also have some pretty outlandish calls for like 200,000 ETH, 20,000 ETH this cycle. So there are some warning signs flashing, but I don't think we're there just
Plus
yet.
Plus also with the World Liberty Financial IPO, Alt 5 or whatever it is. Yeah. So yeah, there are some signs coming in. Of course, look, Bitcoin went to $123,000. We're nowhere near the bottom. We're closer to the top than the bottom. There's no question about that. Let's get into the charts now, because when Bitcoin starts to kind of stall around all-time highs, Ethereum is pumping. This is when we can look at some charts. But before we get into the charts, we're giving away $2,000 worth of Ethereum through our partner, Blowfin.
Okay, the rules are simple on this one. The more you deposit into Blowfin and the more you trade, the more Ethereum you will receive. And this is perfect because you know how bullish we are on Ethereum.
All the details are up on the screen here, but if you want to learn more about it or participate in this, check out our referral link in the description of this episode. So where are we at? First with Bitcoin quickly. Obviously, we had multiple attempts to break into new all-time highs. It was rejected twice at 123K. Very, very nastily rejected last time. It's currently floating around that 50 EMA level. Bitcoin has kind of been riding up the 50 EMA, the whole bull market. It doesn't spend much time below the 50 EMA. It closed below the 50 EMA, as you can see on the chart here, a couple of times in June when the Iran-Israel war threats. And then it usually bounces right back up. So if you ever do see Bitcoin kind of going below and then snapping back from the 50 EMA, that is a good entry for a long. There is liquidity in the 1, 3, and 6 month time frame at 130K, which would signal another new all-time high, which I do think will happen eventually. But for the moment, I think Bitcoin is kind of taking a bit of a pause and we're looking more at ETH and alts.
Yeah, then we can look at the Bitcoin dominance, and that is how Bitcoin stacks against the rest of the market. It's clearly broken below the 20 and 50 weekly EMAs. Like, it's clearly below that now. And I think what we're going to start to see is the same thing we saw on the DXY, the same thing we've seen on Tether and its dominance. And what we're seeing, we're going to keep seeing bear flags, and it's going to drop. It's going to come back up and it's going to retest the underside of the 20 and the 50. It's going to drop again. Mm-hmm. And it's going to keep doing that. Currently around 60%. I can see this, as we've alluded to in previous episodes, maybe somewhere around that 47% high 40. So we have a good 10% drop from a Bitcoin dominance perspective, which would be good for Ethereum and Ethereum altcoins.
100%. So I did share that trade a few weeks ago for Bitcoin when it bounced off of that support line, as you can see here on the screen. And so if anyone followed that, that was a massive trade. We sniped the support all the way to all-time highs, and we sold at all-time highs, as I shared publicly on Twitter and Discord. So if you're not already in our Discord, make sure to join, because that's where we're sharing all of our trades in real time. The link is in the description. But yeah, Bitcoin, we like it. It's stalled, but we're looking really at Ethereum and altcoins. So let's go to the Ethereum chart. As we said, Ethereum just had a massively explosive move from 2 to 3K to 4.8K. It's sitting right around the 20 EMA, and that's where I publicly shared a long a few days ago at 4150. It's quickly bounced to about 4300 at time of recording. You want to use the 20 EMA and the 50 EMAs as guidelines here, right? So the 20 EMA is an easy for a spot bid. If it gets all the way down to the 50 EMA, which currently sitting around like 3,600, 3,700, that's like 100x long.
All in.
For sure, but yeah. Right now, it's using the 20 EMA as a guideline. So I saw that. It tapped the 20 EMA, 4150. I went long at that exact moment, and it bounces right back up. That is the point where you start to see demand and buys always come in, as you can see in this multi-month uptrend.
Yeah, look, we have a weekly golden cross here. The 20 has flipped the 50 weekly EMA. The previous two times this has happened for Ethereum, look at this. 1,700 to 4,200 back in June and November of 2023. Previously to that, it went from 200 to 4,600. So the two other crosses we've seen, massive, massive gains. And that was when fiat and fiat off-ramps were stymied by banks. We now have a pro-crypto government. So I also want to highlight the Ethereum BTC chart as well, because I think that speaks volume. So sure, there's been a clear break above the 20 and 50 EMA on the weekly. And this is replicating the Bitcoin dominance break that we saw back in January 23, before an insane 2-year run where Bitcoin dominance, as you can see, has ran for those 2 years. So everything is going to be tokenized on Ethereum. ETH treasuries from NASDAQ listed companies. We have ETH leveraged shorts at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. ETH leveraged shorts. So people are speculating that, you know, Ethereum should drop. And then we had the least amount of Ethereum available on centralized exchanges over the last 9 years. This is a recipe for an absolute insane Ethereum run over the next couple of years here.
Yeah, I think that ETH Bitcoin chart is a massive clue for us. Until we start to see the ETH Bitcoin chart get to those topping levels that we saw all the way from last bull run, I think you can continue to see Ethereum outperform Bitcoin, and then altcoins outperform Bitcoin as well. And I think we've just started here. I think people are so quick to call the top on Ethereum. Again, if you do get the Ethereum pullback to the 3,700K level, the 50 EMA, that's a good long. I do think there's a lot of support around $4,000. That was the previous all-time high from December 2024, the last like real pump after Trump got elected. If it gets back there, of course. I did share this last week that short-term liquidity on the seven-day time frame for Ethereum points to a quick reversal here. That's why I went long at 4150. There's liquidity in the 4800 level. But look, I think it's only a matter of time until Ethereum pumps into new all-time highs, and then who knows how high it can go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. We got the Genius Act signed into law. We have executive orders allowing crypto in the 401ks, unlocking a $12 trillion market. We have Larry Fink saying he's going to tokenize everything on Ethereum. Mm-hmm. We have an appointed pro-crypto SEC. We have banks being penalized for being anti-crypto. Mm-hmm. Bro, I think Ethereum can run here.
100%. All right, now let's jump into a chart that I know everyone always wants to hear our opinion on, and that is XRP. Now, XRP kind of does its own thing during bull markets, which is interesting. It can explode very, very, very quickly and then go through long periods of consolidation. Right now, if we look at the chart, you see XRP sitting right above the 50 EMA. That's a good guideline. If it closes above the 50 EMA, I think you can see it pump back up to the 20 EMA. That's around $3. So that's a decent long trade from here. If you do see a pullback to the 100 EMA, which is all the way down in the 270 region, that would be a leverage long trigger for me. I think for XRP right now, there's two ways to trade it. You want to trade levels here. So if it gets down to the 100 EMA, trade it back up to the 50, 50 back up to 20. But just know that if you are trading XRP and you're getting in and out, you could miss the monster breakout, because when XRP runs, XRP runs. So ultimately, I do think XRP will go back into all-time highs, probably like $4 plus in Q4. So if you can, you know, stack your spot bags when it starts to pull back to the 20, 50 or 100 EMA, then I think you could be sitting pretty for XRP come Q4.
All right, there's the market update for you. We're keeping an eye on rate cuts that are coming soon. You know that Jolly and I are bullish. Now is not the time to panic. All we've seen is a little de-risk heading into a Fed meeting. So right now is the time to pay attention. If there's any other charts you want us to look at, let us know in the comments and then tune into the next episode.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.